latest up-to-the-minute news. Visit theleader.info.
Local police in Torrebieja have this week been defending their law enforcement activities. The announcement by Torrebieja Town Hall that they intend to hold an internal investigation as to why the local police have started fining businesses for urban infractions, as well as drivers for illegal parking, was not only met with surprise, but the local police themselves are questioning the integrity of the councillors, given the fact that a town hall is not paying similar attention to documents and information which have gone missing in previous cases. As the police started a more focused campaign reporting bars and restaurants for invading public spaces such as roads and pavements, many complained over the fact that the fines had been issued. The town hall responded by launching an internal investigation, resulting in many more people asking why the police are being questioned for enforcing the law now, when the question ought to be why it's taken them so long to deal with illegal activities. Now, as three officers are summoned before the courts to testify in a case where documents relating to a number of fines have gone missing, officers are asking why the councillor, now responsible for the police, Augustina Estevi, is questioning officers responsible for compliance but not investigating how these other fines have been issued, and are asking the police to simply turn a blind eye. As previously reported, this case, brought by the officers in November 2013, refers to an incident from 2011 when three officers were surprised by a passenger car which failed to observe a stop sign. The officers stopped the vehicle and were faced with an uncooperative driver, finally issuing a fine, but later discovering that, whilst in contact with the Suma office in Torrebieja, they had no record of his existence. A representative for the officers who have brought the case to court described the situation as regrettable that they have to take such action through the courts to investigate such cases of potential corruption, but also point out that they have a job to do in enforcing compliance with the law, and those laws do not allow them to be selective as to which they enforce or not. For more details on this story or the history of the case relating to the missing fines, check out the website www.theleader.info.
You're in touch and in tune with Excite Radio.